What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy, two-time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, it's your girl, Sammy Joe.
Hey, this is Jules.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot, Salty Soul. What's cracking, man? We on the same time zone, finally. You know what I'm saying? You in PA, I'm in New York. I'm in a better place, but you know what? New York is still a miserable place.
Exactly. All right, ladies and gentlemen. On this episode of The Salty Show, the male-female hour, while we wait for the official announcement of the economy in total disarray, on this episode, do lesbians understand men better than straight women? We'll find out. All right, so all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show. Welcome, everybody. Oh, my God. We have another full house. I wasn't expecting this. I was not expecting everybody to be here. So this is a lovely surprise. Welcome, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, shit. I have a video that I want to show you guys first. But, we're not going to do no healing with Heidi or J-Files this episode. So you're going to have to wait for the next one on that. Okay. So I really like this video because, let me show you the video first and then we can discuss it. But again, the topic, do lesbians understand men better than straight women? Oh no. Oh, I have to share my screen. Oh, you know what? I'm going to do it through here. This should be better.
I've been nice.
All right. So let me set the premise that way because I should have done this. Okay. So. It is as far as it relates to dating. Okay. So this woman has had dated men before, and now she's starting to date women. Okay. So she's sharing her experience on what it is like dating women.
Exhibit A. I was on a first date with a girl who asked me out, by the way. This is relevant because when the check came, she never once made a move to pay. Not even like the fake, let me reach for my purse move. And though I don't mind paying on a date, part of me felt like, you know, the offer would have been nice. I was also a little taken aback that she didn't even say thank you. And I never heard from her again. It really made me feel like she just asked me out so she could have a free dinner. And the moment I thought that, I was like, oh my God, I sound like all of my guy friends right now. And my argument against why guys should pay for dates has always been like, look, girls take hours to get ready. Our investment is looking really nice for you. Makeup, clothes, that costs money too. But we were both girls in this situation. We both took hours to get ready. So I definitely felt slighted. Exhibit B.
Okay. Right, so we're going to do it by exhibits. We'll discuss it as it's going. So just on that topic alone, I know me and Tim have had conversations on, you know, the expectations on when with dating women. And I know one of those is, you know, the guy pays, right? But there are circumstances, especially me, I'm on the online dating world where, to her point, are some women using this as a way to get a fucking free meal?
Yeah. I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but she started out by saying that the woman asked her out.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Like from right. the, we For had a free this, meal. She we had this conversation in the past, right? We had this conversation in the past where it was like, well, who asked who out? And then that person would pay. Well, I mean, I would, if you as a woman, period, I don't care if you're heterosexual or homosexual, if you're going to ask another person out as a woman, then when the bill comes, you should be offering to pay for that bill. You ask that person out.
I agree.
Period.
Yeah. Yep.
I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, way back when you get in the Wayback Machine, I remember bringing up a story on the podcast where this one woman actually went on to a news reporter and told her she hadn't paid for a meal in like a month because she would join Tinder or whatever and just lunch date, dinner date, lunch date, dinner date, lunch date, dinner date. And she didn't pay for a meal for a month because she would just swipe right or whatever on the guy. She would talk to him long enough to set up a date, you know, for lunch the next day or whatever. She would go, you know, and he would pay and she'd be like, thank you. And she would never talk to him again. She's just swiping through the guys. She didn't care what they looked like because she knew she wasn't going to spend much more than lunch with them.
Or dinner.
Yeah. You know, one meal and thank you. It was nice meeting you. Bye.
I think there are women out there that they go and just to have a free meal.
And yeah. One of the other things that she said that kind of torqued me off was she's like, well, I spent an hour getting ready and that cost money, so you should pay for my dinner. Like, what?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
That's bullshit. Yeah.
Well, because men...
Overall, though, guys should pay. The point is, if you ask somebody out, like, you're treating the person. You're the one wanting to, right, like, create the experience. So I think that, in general, overall, we know that women's self-care and maintenance, and you guys have bitched about this, which, again, when you pointed out what we've talked about, like, hey, if you want a traditional woman... Are you in a traditional relationship, but are you actually traditional in that sense? Like, a woman taking care of herself is going to have all these pieces to it. So, to the point she's getting ready and doing all that stuff is fair. It's fair.
But that's not why you, treated
right
to dinner.
Because you asked.
You're just saying, recognize it as a man that we do something for you to try to make ourselves look nice or presentable or whatever.
Yeah, when you have like the
two different things that you're referring
women's
to.
Women's list of maintenance for the month and then men's list of maintenance for the month. It's like shampoo, hair, like you guys use like the body wash all.
The all-in-one.
Never do that. Like ever. It's like suave for fun. Oh, you want brittle, crusty hair? No. Glowing Beyonce.
Jeremy made the comment the other day that I have to keep my hair long. Like that's a requirement for us in our marriage.
Yeah.
No,
for me.
That.
For me. Or.
Oh, don't turn back now. Don't try to be different.
Okay, explain how you say it.
So she keeps threatening. Like, I'm going to come back with my hair cut off, and I go, great. I'm sure your next boyfriend will love it.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. My hair is braided like this nicely. For those who can't see, I have two really nice French braids in my hair. And when my daughter does it for me, well, she's going to college in about 4.5-5 years. So he better learn how to freaking braid.
4.5 years.
Right. Well, so he's got 4.5-5 years to learn how to braid my damn hair like this in order to keep it long. Because this shit.
That's funny.
Otherwise, it's getting cut off.
No, but okay, hold on. So, because I understand. Look, I'm to Samantha's point. I believe in traditional roles. There are traditional roles, right? And I've always said, a guy should pay, especially if he's asking the girl out. But this girl does bring up a valid point that there are women who do take advantage of this. And who are maybe not necessarily appreciative of it. And so, and she's realizing this as she's starting to, start dating, women now. And this is something that men have complained. I know because I've had these conversations with Tim. I don't know necessarily with Jeremy, but we've had these conversations and it is something that a lot of men will say. And I know I've experienced it
But if that's the case too, and like if you're in a position where you're kind of feeling like that, for the group that you're dating, whether whatever app it is might seem more like this versus something else, then, not be like a total like cheap ass and be like, oh, I'm going to just take you hiking. But like, coffee. You can always do cheaper things like coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get some ice cream. Like you don't have to make it this like big meal, but it's like if you and that would eliminate that little issue there. If you think that, or in those conversations, if you feel like, hey, this person's kind of like, asked me quicker, if I asked her, if you're feeling used, like you should look into yourself why you feel that way. Because another thing is, if you feel like you're getting taken advantage of, it is also an inner thing, because when you do something, you should do it because you want to, at the kindness of your heart, all these things, no matter what happens outside there. That's just another
thing. You're expecting something out of that.
Yes. If you're doing something, you're doing because you want to, not because anything.
I get what you're saying and it sounds beautiful, but at the end of the day,
do you want to be happy? Do you want to have peace? Do you want to be happy?
Jesus.
Sammy, it goes back to the thing. It goes back to the thing that we were saying, right? Men, they want to cry and say, oh, well, these women. Rah, rah, rah. Well, are you looking for the right women? Are you looking for what you want? A traditional girl who has all these blah, blah, blah. But if you're not, and you have this random person, that you're dating and just be like, oh my God, this girl's, total biatch, then that's what you're going to get, because you're just randomly picking this just girl who's available to go out to dinner, spread her legs after that. So she's not going to be
and
a wife.
And pee on your bed. Just kidding. Sorry.
And then at the same point, when you're like...
So I'm just curious, like, is there... I'm just curious, is there do some men have like a list of, well, the first date's going to be like this, and I'm going to like, here's my, this is what I'm going to do for the first date, just in general, because I want to stay within this budget bracket or whatever. And then the second date, I want to Like, has that ever been a thing? Men, women, I mean, anybody, right? Well, this time,
I guess
your
for
point,
me, it has been, but it was all dependent on my financial situation and age. Because the younger, when I was younger, of course, that was going to be like, well, you know, to Samantha's point, well, we're going to go get some coffee or go to the library. You know what I mean? Like, the level of effort that you make in places that you choose depends on, you know, a lot of times on where you are. So I think at certain points in my life, I have done the, you know, going the cheap route. But Samantha does make a great point. If you are consistently seen or feeling that women are taking it or using this as an advantage to for themselves, then maybe it is time to change the way, you know, don't, you know, repeat the same thing over and over again. I got gnats in my.
Yeah, pocket. Like, I mean, if you're continually taking women home from the bar and having bad experiences, ding, 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 maybe that's not a good idea. If you're continuing to meet women on Bumble, ding, 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 maybe that's not a great idea. Or, okay, I don't
where
know.
Else?
I mean,
where else, Heidi?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
The gnats
maybe you meet at the bar
room.
And,
go
and you
church.
Wait. Yeah, maybe you meet at the bar and you go at 9 o'clock at night instead of at 2:30 in the morning. Like, there's going to be a difference in the level of drunkenness, or I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I was kissing a man in a bar and he pinched my tits and I married him. So there you go. Well,
there you go.
Really, Jeremy?
And now, you know, happily ever after.
Who's this guy?
Yeah.
Well, and that's kidding. The same thing where it's like, guys,
paying attention.
You like, you see a girl and you're like, damn, she looks good. You could be like Adam Levine and be like, your body's absurd, you know, or whatever.
Absurd.
Have you seen those those memes? He's like in trouble right now because he has a wife and he's on baby number 3. Like, she's pregnant and he just got outed by like 5 girls on Instagram. How he's been texting them and being like
wow.
Holy, you know, fuck, you're so hot, and like cheating. So it's like this whole big thing. Anyway, so
what?
He sent some really weird texts and it's like cringy. And you're like, this is like Adam Levine's like way of like flirting. It's really, really bad. So I'll have to show you guys.
Well, if it's
the point I'm making here,
is he acting upon him or is he just flirting? Is that still bad? I don't know.
I think he is. I think the whole thing is like it's bad news bears.
Oh, really?
But so, I mean,
so
I haven't done that much, but I just like that's
ooh,
what they say.
But he flirts
and
weird.
Then it went down for like him, Doc Rivers, and that one guy who like cheated on
Nia
Long.
Nelson,
it was, like, this
that's
whole
still
thing.
Bad.
Trying
oh,
to no,
see
because
trying
no,
to
get
you should not be texting.
Yeah.
Okay, relax. Because
did you
guys see the thing that I sent you guys earlier this week? Which is, it was a video of the girl who says like, if your husband's a billionaire or whatever, and then you catch him cheating,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
like,
you
oh, I don't
cheating.
See anything.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, where are my glasses at? Where's my walking stick?
Exactly. To the same point, gentlemen, when you are out and you're like looking at a girl and you're like, oh man, like she's fire, like oh she's so hot or whatever the things is that make you go bing. You see that and then you take her on a date or you don't, or you're like wanting to try to talk to her. And yet, or when you do cuff her and get her, then if you want to like complain about her.
Cuff her? What does that mean?
That means like walk her up, you know, like cuffs. Come on, Jeremy, get
handcuffs.
With it.
Does it the S&M? What are we talking
Jeremy.
About here?
The locked up.
Yeah. That like, if she looked a certain way, like had her hair nice and like, you know, I don't know, maybe probably did some like fillers and has got nice full lips and like dresses a certain kind of way.
What are all these words that you're using?
The point is then when you're with her or you're at dinner with her or wherever and you're like expecting something else, but like you were attracted to and picked up this thing and this person, this creature, this gorgeous creature who does these certain things. So like, that's a part of it. To your point, you're like, you should have known what you're getting into if you like that type of aesthetic.
Yep.
All right.
I'm so, with you. 100.
Case closed.
No.
Perfect.
Only because you gotta keep going on because it's been just 3 minutes long. So that was just the first one.
Go,
she's
go.
Got more.
All right,
she's
go.
Got more
oh, we're good. 15 minutes per minute.
We're
fine.
We're good. All right. So let me play the next portion of this.
Another date, I went back to a girl's house and I ended up making friends with her cat. That's not a pun. I'm talking about her literal, actual animal. And she said, wow, my cat never likes anyone. I better go out and buy a wedding dress. And again, I felt like I got some serious perspective. I have been guilty of making these kinds of jokes on dates with men. I never really thought anything of it. I was just being silly. But then when I was on the receiving end of it, I suddenly understood the panic. And finally, exhibit C.
So I actually do have a story about this, and it's not identical, but it's very similar. And so I go on a date with this girl. I end up at her house. And her cat, her only cat, comes up to me and is like, you know, meowing and, you know, wants to get be petted. And I start petting the cat. And she looks at me and she's like, that cat hates everybody. That cat hates, you know, so-and-so and, you know, all the family members of her. And I'm like, okay. I mean, he probably just wants to be petted. She's like, no, I think she said something like, I think the cat can sense something like a good person. I don't know what she said. I'm paraphrasing here, but she said something along those lines that I'm like, what? Are you going to take signs from a cat that's telling you a person's character and this is what's going to determine a decision that you're about to make?
Why, yes.
People do that all the time with dogs.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Dogs, yeah.
People do that all the time with animals. That is a thing.
You think an animal is a good judge of character?
I think that people have a version.
Yes.
Yeah. Bro, I saw a
video. What do you think?
I saw a video. Stop. I saw a video of this person, homeless person, walks in and two dogs, right? Two dogs, different personalities. One dog, the little small one, is barking at this guy, wanting him to get out, right? Because this guy literally just goes to the room and goes to sleep. It's a homeless person, breaks into a house. Well, the little dog is barking at it all day long. The big dog wants to play with him. The big dog's like, well, so for me, it's like both of those dogs, like one of them thought he was the devil and the other one thought he was like the best thing ever because he finally got a friend to play with. And I'm like, no,
little animals dogs, are little not dogs are
great judges you of know character. Your animal, stop it.
You know your animals, though. No, you know what animals are like. Oh hey, God, they're good around. There's some dogs who are like friendly around everybody. The kids.
That's true. That's true.
No, they don't and know.
You knew Dolce. Come on.
But Dolce knew me. Like, look. What I'm saying is that eventually she got around to know me. But look, how many people abuse their dogs and the dog's like freaking still there? The dog has no idea, man. I'm telling you. Like, I wouldn't, just as much as some people are not even good at judging character either. Dogs don't know. Dogs don't know.
I don't mean it means you get that she needs to marry you. I think that was just like
playing the marriage card way too
much. I think that's guys think though. It's like, okay, why is she telling me this? What's happening?
Yeah, but like if she mentions it for me, I was like, please don't think that this is a sign. You know what I mean? Like, give it time.
But you know what?
You're reading into it. Look, I mean, Jasmine, think about Jasmine. Remember how Jasmine was? Saul's not a cat person, right? So Saul would walk in the house. Jasmine knew it. If you were allergic to cats or did not like cats, Jasmine was all over you. It was like, we could prove it.
Yeah.
Right?
Because I was probably as indifferent to it as it was me. And a lot of people will go, like, especially kids will try to go to the cat and the cat just runs away. Whereas that me, I'm like, oh, you're over there. I'm not worried about you. And then he's like, what's going on with this guy?
What's your deal?
Why is he?
I think that should be an internal thing. Be an internal thought, right? If you see that your cat is acting or your dog is acting as you know a different way, keep it to yourself. It's like, oh, okay, this might be a good guy, or oh,
but you know what? I think it depends on the way you say it. Like,
but another take on it is if like you are the receiver of that, or you're the person even saying it. Both of you should realize at this point where it's like, okay, I know where this person is at, that they want to be married, like stat. So you either know I got to get out of here because I don't want that. So like kudos for knowing it up front, like the first time. And since the person is saying it, if that's really like saying those things, because that's really what she wants. And if you run, it's like, well, then he wasn't for me.
Well, hold on. Because in my opinion, no. See, because to me, it's the equivalent of a guy who's like starts saying sexual shit right away. Sure, you can think it, but come on, you gotta control yourself and be able to know what's appropriate to say at what times. And that's the same thing with women. You can't just fucking blurt out things. Yes, I know you want to get married and shit, but don't fucking scare the person before they even fucking get to know you.
I think you should.
I agree.
Oh my God. You should.
Stop it.
I think you should. If you want to get married before you actually go out, you should be like, you know, in your conversations, it could be like, hey, yes, this is what I'm looking for. These days, that's the problem. People are not saying how they feel, not saying what they want. And they're in situationships and a bunch of other things when they could have just been very clear to say, hey, I am looking for this. And
well,
this
that's,
is
what that's right, your right, fault. Right. That's your
there's
fault.
There's a difference between saying, hey, by the way, you know, I am looking to get married and have kids, whatever. That's different than saying, oh, I better go buy a wedding dress on the first date. Like, what? You're skipping a couple of steps there.
Exactly. Yeah, there's two ways to have that conversation.
To me, the equivalent would be the guy who says, oh, let me go get some condoms. And you're like, wait, that's presumptuous.
Yeah,
of you.
There's some people who are like, okay, yeah, okay, and they go do that. And then other people are like, oh my God, no, what a creep.
In general, yeah, you don't want to say that. So it's exactly the same thing with guys. They're like, fucking, this girl's crazy. And maybe she's not. Maybe she just
has it's like you can't pick and choose when you're going to think the person is crazy. Like, you can't pick and choose when is going to be the right time for you to be like, okay, this guy's a creep. When the first time he said, oh, let me go get some condoms. And you're like, oh, okay. You know, then, well, you know,
all of a sudden now he's a creep. How much money did he have?
And that woman going, oh, okay. In her thought, she's going, oh, I'm going to marry this guy. She's an idiot.
So then she can't complain about it down the road because there was the clue right there. He's a freak.
Guys, I think we lost Tim. Think to Sammy's.
I think Tim's gone.
Yeah, he's dropping on and off.
Coming in
he
out.
Keeps okay. texting us. All right. I do think there's a point to what Sammy's saying, though, too, is sitting down and having, I mean, obviously not the way this woman's talking about her cat, but setting that aside, just sitting down and have the conversations of, like, there should be some key things that are important. You know, I know a young lady, hers are, what are your religious preferences? What is your religious beliefs? And what are your political beliefs? Those are the first two questions she asked out the gate. If they don't align before it's even time to order food, if they don't align, she's like, thank you so very much for your time, but this is not going to work. And she gets up and walks out.
So
and
I have
she
a question
is
about
a
that.
Gorgeous woman.
I have a question about that. I guess Saul, you can answer this because you're in a dating world. Yep. Like, how do you get to the point where you're going to go have dinner with this person and you didn't know that by the time you went dinner with that person?
Oh, no. Those are the things I always talk about, deal breakers, right before I even agree on going on a date. Get that out of the gate right away. Yeah. I tell them my height, who I vote for and all that shit, because a lot of that stuff is important for women.
What is actually on that list? Because you mean, you know, deal breakers, right? You decided that these are the things that matter.
So I'll tell you my experience, which is
different for everybody, right?
Well, right. I want to know what Saul's are.
Before I would. You're saying what I would say is a deal breaker from a girl?
No. What are your deal breakers?
yeah. Like, how do you get to the point where you're gonna have dinner?
Yeah. So. I will bring it up. I'll say, look, here, deal breakers. And I said, FYI, I'm a short guy. Two, I voted for Trump and I support Trump. Now, I've gone through a whole entire conversation where we get to know completely each other. And I haven't mentioned this. And the reason I started doing this now more often was because of these instances where, you know, we've been talking for like a week and I hadn't mentioned anything about, you know, my politics or anything like that. And as soon as I mentioned it, it was like a fucking, you know, no. No, absolutely not. And so I was like, okay, you know what? Instead of fucking wasting my time for a goddamn week before I, you know, I just say it up front from the get and just make sure that it's out there. Mm-hmm. Not waste my time.
Yeah.
Okay. So politics is one. What
politics?
Do you say I want to get married? I want kids. I don't want kids.
Yeah, but that's,
I don't all, get
that's in my profile. Like, obviously, you know, I say, you know, I'm all the key things, right? Looking for a relationship, long-term. What else is there?
When you say relationship, do you actually say want to get married or is it just,
no,
I want a relationship?
It's a long-term, I think it was usually what they all have. So long-term relationship.
Okay. Nothing. Are you looking to get married or are you just looking to be with somebody for a long time? Well, I'm just asking.
He's told us before in the past.
Yeah,
he's told us before in the past that he wants to
get married,
settle down.
Right. He's told us, but I'm just wondering, does he convey that to?
No, I don't bring that up. Like, right on the first, Jesus Christ. I mean, I don't know if I...
No, it's in his portfolio. I mean, his profile says that he wants a long-term relationship. Yeah. That's not... I mean, that's clear, right? To a woman, that's going to say, oh, yeah, that he's going to want to get married.
Have you been in one?
A long-term one? It's been a while. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, what do you consider long-term?
So do you think that you want that? Or do you think you're self-sabotaging?
Oh, God.
Oh, is this going to become an intervention?
Therapy session again. Healing with Heidi intersects psychoanalysis by Sammy.
Yeah.
Psychotherapy with Sammy. Yes.
Oh, she's not paying attention to me. Okay, I can't get a high five when she's not watching me.
Wow. Let's continue this segment. All right. Last one.
One girl invited me back into her house, and her specific words were, do you want to come in and make out? obviously I'm like, yeah, you're really pretty. I want to press my face to yours. But then when we got there, we both just sat on the couch and she talked till like 3 a.m. And I was like, yo, girl, I gotta wake up at like 6 a.m. I was told there would be kisses here. There are no kisses. And like, look, I don't want to sound like an asshole. Like, I don't mind talking. I love talking. But she could have said, do you want to come in and just talk? And I would have had totally different expectations for the evening. You know, finally I started falling asleep and I was like, hey, I gotta go. And I gave her one kiss and left. And I felt sad that the amount of kisses promised did not equal the amount of kisses delivered. And once again, I felt like a dude who was upset that I did not receive the expected physical kisses I was promised. And I wanted to talk about this because I felt like this has really been expanding my perspective when it comes to dating. I finally understand a lot of the complaints my male friends have about dating that I admit I would usually dismiss. But now I really get it when they say,
dating is just so expensive, man. Sometimes I feel like a girl doesn't even like me for me. She just wants, like, a boyfriend.
I wish it were more socially expected to go Dutch on the first few dates, but you're like a jerk if you even suggest it. And any experience that expands your compassion and understanding is one that I think is worthy of sharing.
All right. So that last one.
That's great.
Expectations versus results, right? What were you saying? Yeah. You gonna say something?
If I'm asking a man into my house, it's not because I'm going to sit there and talk to him for 3 hours. Not if that's where I've gotten to finally for the first time. I'm sorry. No.
It made me feel like that no one was the actual aggressor.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, we're just both like waiting for someone to like.
They're girls. Yeah. They're two women.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, well, they're two.
I think that's
like,
the
did
problem.
You try? And she was like, oh.
Yeah. I think the first girl who said, do you want to come and make out? That was like the invitation for, hey, you need to
make your move,
reciprocate and make the move.
Yes.
And it sounds like she didn't. They just started talking and talking. Okay, and maybe. Talking
but you do know, that if a guy does that,
cuff it.
Right.
If a guy does that, then a lot of women are screaming, you know, this guy, you know, was forcing me to do something I didn't want to.
Right.
But if then a girl it's doesn't tell do him it, that you're going to come in, that's then don't say, come on in, we're going to make out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But even if you do say, okay, come, you want to come in and make out, and they do start having a conversation and somehow they forgot that they were going to make out and the guy tries to, you know, do whatever.
How you forget?
Is that something you forget?
Yeah. Exactly. You know what I mean?
It's we're going to make out. Yeah, wait, what was I doing over here with
But if a guy starts doing something. Yeah, but if a guy starts doing something, it's kind of like, this guy was a little freak. You know, I didn't really want him to go that fast. And it's like, but you invited him. Like, what the hell? What did you expect? Right.
You can still say no or still like slow it down and be like, okay, haha, I just wanted to make out a little bit. This is getting a little too far from my personal standards. And it's because we feel uncomfortable doing that and standing up for ourselves and bad things
happen. But that's a fine line. Okay. Maybe this might go off on a little tangent, but that is a fine line. Obviously, women want a guy to take initiative and they take control of things. But then that fine line is that if she's not reciprocating, then he doesn't know, right? So he has to essentially become a fucking mind reader. You know, because look, I'm not making this shit up. There are women who freaking like to be, I don't know what the word is, but you know what I'm saying?
Manhandled.
Chased.
Yeah.
It's chased too. I mean, this morning, Jeremy was teasing me and we were giggling and there was a little chase in it. Mm-hmm. And it was fun and it's exciting because there's a little chase. And I mean, it doesn't have to be rape.
Yeah, but in this modern world, you know what I mean? Like, when I say a story, like, this is out, but like, into this modern world, like, oh no, if she wasn't consenting every second, then you know what I mean? Like, then it's that. And I'm like, oh, okay, stop.
I think there's a piece of that too.
Right.
That goes back to some of the conversation you want to have up front too about, like, you can kind of get to know the personality of the person you're with and what they do and don't. You can have those conversations if you know it's heading into a bedroom. And, you know, everybody today, they go out on that first dinner and they want to just jump in bed right away. Or they go and they have that first drink and they jump in bed right away. But where's all the foreplay and fun that leads to that? I mean, you know, it's missing. It's missing today. And, and it's making it easy for anybody to accuse somebody of something that really isn't necessarily true.
Well, I think there's too, like with your friends, like you think like, oh, my friend is a certain way. But like, really, how people are in relationships can be totally different than they are like in every other relationship, which is like kind of, you know, interesting.
Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Just like, you know, for instance, you can be very direct and very like, you know, I wouldn't take that. And then when you're in a relationship with somebody, you can
accept.
Yeah. Yeah. Like your friends are like, oh, I would never assume that you were like being abused, or you would, you know, because like in that relationship, you're doing different, or there's girls who are like, I'm like, they're cool as shit. And then like, I hear some of the stuff and I was like, you did what? And she's like, yeah, you don't know how I am when I'm in a relationship. And I'm like, wait, what? You did what? You know what I mean? They do stuff like they wouldn't like normally think that they would, even as my good friend.
Well, look, for example, okay, hold on. There's books written about this, and there's movies made about this kind of stuff. Like, you know, that kind of dominating scenarios, right? I mean, am I lying here?
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole world. It's a community of submissives and dominance, and
right.
That's like a thing out there of a community of people that.
I wasn't necessarily going that far. There is that too. I just mean even like a person, just like you think they're like they're cool, and then like you find out they're like, oh yeah, like they're super petty, and they're like, I like, you know, yeah, the guy beating somebody, or like the girl like slashing tires, and you're like, what?
Oh my god!
You know, like you did that, and it's like, well, yeah, and it's like, okay, well,
you're not the person.
Friendship. Yeah, yeah. I just didn't know you were going to get blocked. Like that. Or we're like, good. They're like, I have friends, you know, I'm sure everyone has this, where it's like a girlfriend, like, she's like, oh my gosh. And it's like, you've called him 75 times. Please stop. Like, it's embarrassed. You're embarrassed for that friend for doing these behaviors that you're like, why are you doing this? You're not like this. Stop doing this. But it's like in a relationship or with that person, they're crazy. And you're like, what's happening to you? Get a hold of yourself, you know?
I don't know if men have that experience as much as women do, as far as like, I think men, I don't know that men go psycho in because of a woman.
They go psycho in different ways.
I guess some do. Okay. Yep. You got me.
Oh my God. Yeah, he's not here to defend himself. So stop.
He's got a little femininity in there too.
Oh my God.
I mean, when he went vegan and lost all those testosterone hormones, that was no.
I think he did that out of spite, though. I don't think he did it because he believed that. I think he did it because
He said he said he did it out of spite.
He says that, but
anyways,
we don't go.
He's anyways, not here to defend himself.
So we'll wait for him to be here.
Think men kill women because they women cause them to kill them?
What are we talking about right now?
I don't know. I just thought about that. Because we're talking about how guys go psycho.
Like, they go psycho. That's their version of psycho. I think that there's a point to what you're saying, that they think, I mean, that's their excuse for it, right?
Right.
It's just like the woman that goes out and slashes a man's tires. Well, her excuse is because he made her that way. Well, no, you're just a psycho bitch. Let's be real. But vice versa, the man that kills his wife and goes, well, she made me do it. Well, why did she make you do it? Well, she didn't do my laundry right, or whatever his crazy, crazy reason is. But I think there are some men out there that are just as crazy as women can be, and vice versa. I mean, right. It's not, people say, well, Jeremy always says every woman's crazy. Every woman is crazy. Well, okay. So then you just have to find your right kind of crazy. Can a woman say that about men? All men are crazy. I mean,
or all men are beaters,
or all men are beaters, or all men are misogynistic, or I guess you can make that same stereotype, and there's a degree of truth to both sides, right?
There's a certain thing that society tolerates from each, right? And
it just depends on how hot they are.
Exactly. Yeah, because if he's ugly, he's a creeper. To the point, like, society has different things. For example, I'll tell you this. There was a trend on TikTok, and I know this because even some of my friends were like participating in the trend, and it was the voice of a woman, because you know these murder mystery movies about a wife who fucking finally loses it on her abusive husband and she kills him. And there was this one, a woman who, you know, admits it. She's like, oh yeah, I took the gun and I shot the motherfucker, you know? And so there was this TikTok trend that was going around, and women, married women, were doing it as a joke, you know, about their husbands, you know, like, oh, you know, he was texting some other girl and, oh yeah, I took the gun and I shot the motherfucker. And so imagine if this was a guy trend. Where, oh yeah, she talked back to me and I slapped the bitch. You know what I mean?
Or I like smacked the bitch.
I punched in the fucking mouth. You know, society would be like, oh, fuck that. No, this is not funny at all. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
to a certain extent, there is a double standard. But then at the same time,
there's an incredible double standard.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times in a week I get smacked
what
by my wife.
In the ass.
What? Okay, classic. First of all,
No, no, no.
Samantha just did it a few seconds ago.
No.
That's what he's calling a slap. There thank you, Samantha.
You got
Sammy
it.
Joe,
video.
Thank you.
There's video.
Thank you, Sammy Joe.
It's a gross
I knew it, Jeremy.
It's a gross exaggeration of a love tap is what that was.
Yes, exactly.
But the thing is, women don't think a second about doing that. But if a man were to do that, he'd be arrested and hauled off into jail.
Okay, so I did that to him one time. I did the same thing. Sammy, wait a minute. I did the same thing to him one time.
We were talking about people that we never knew they were like that, but now
this is definitely
like
yes, character. Yes. Yeah. I feel like we yeah.
The second time
Listen,
I did it.
You can feel however you want to feel. We have video of you striking me.
The second time I did it to him, he turned and he hit me back and he full on hit me back.
What?
And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And I go, because he was irritated that I did that. And I was like, I did not hurt you. There was zero pain.
How do you know?
In what?
You don't know.
Really? Really? Really?
You don't know.
Really?
You yeah. do not know.
He's like, I'm going to bring the pain tonight.
Yeah, no shit. Remember those sticks I have at night that I poke you with? Yeah, I'm cutting you, bitch.
Imagine if the tables were turned and Jeremy was talking like this.
Just a flesh wound.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you need stitches?
Oh, wow.
Did the bitches need stitches? Okay, then shut up.
Oh, my God. No, I agree. It's a double step. Look, for example, like there was the show. Okay, just to bring it up, because I know we've talked about this before, but in the Rings of Power, right, there was an episode where Galadriel, which is obviously the protagonist in the show, and she's teaching these people how to sword fight or whatever. And then on one of the guys, she basically stops him and she's training him or whatever. And then she tells him, she slaps him with the sword in the ass and says, okay, move along now. Smacks him in the ass. Imagine if a freaking show today where a man did that to a female character, slapped him in the ass with the sword and be like, okay, move along now. It's like, oh my
G-Hulk.
God, the fuck. Exactly. The double standard. Exactly. There is a double standard. Now, look, I'm not.
Wait, coaches don't do that to their players anymore?
Oh my gosh.
I'm totally kidding.
Oh my God.
I don't.
But that is a thing. So you kind of like, you're trying to like, it's yeah. not, it's not, it's like.
It blows me away. Mikey, my nephew's group of friends, there is a really tight niche of maybe 6 to 10 boys, and they're really close, and they've been playing football together for quite a few years, and they're sophomores now playing football together. The things they do and the things they say. You talk about canceled.
Yeah.
It goes against everything that's happening in society. You would think that they were like 1960s, 1970 kids because of the conversations and the smacking each other. The one day they did something and somebody, and they just turned and hit the other one, just cold clocked. Mm-hmm. And it like, but it was that boy football. I mean, it's the stuff that we grew up with that was normal. That today you can't do. You just can't.
Not you. Look, I recently saw the first Jackass. You remember that movie? When did this movie come out? 2000, 2001?
Oh, God.
Oh, Jackass.
Forever ago.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Steve Owen.
Right. Okay. So, but I mean, I was
the
watching.
The first one was.
A lot of the shit that they did there, I'm thinking, could society get away with that now?
No.
Like the vast majority.
Yes.
No, not the
they
shit.
They did another
just,
one.
Just think
recently.
Of Tropic Thunder. Robert Downey Jr. wore blackface.
Yes,
there's
exactly.
no way in hell, even with his popularity today, there's no way in hell he could get away
like
with that.
Like in that episode, they were going around in China and just like, you know, just fucking with the people there. And at that time, it was hilarious. But nowadays, freaking, they would cancel you the minute that you know what I mean, like made fun of any culture. You know what I mean? Like, so I was like, yeah, this would not fly today. A lot of those skits.
I don't
that they
know.
Did.
It's kind of interesting because there's some things. It's like I've sent you guys some text. I don't know if you guys follow it on Twitter, but like Black Twitter goes hard. And it's like, and in the ways that you're saying, like always you talk about Soul, that like, hey, if any other ethnicity did this, it would be like, you're fired. You can't do this. But Black Twitter is like.
Gets away.
Wild.
Is it actually
wild?
Black Twitter?
Yeah, it's called Black Twitter. And it is wild. Like anything going on, they are like hammering it. They're putting everybody under the bus. They're like, but to your point, if it was anything else. It's like, you know, what was happening with, what was the last one? I think I sent you guys it, where it was putting the black people. Oh yeah, it was from the mermaid thing. So putting the black people in all the white movies. So it would be like Lord of the Rings. And they would put like, it's actually, it's really funny. And the other part of it is everyone's comments. They're like, I'm going to hell for this, because everyone knows that it's like highly inappropriate, but there's still some really funniness to it. But you know that it's like, ah, this, I shouldn't really be doing
that.
This.
I think you sent me some of that. I'm like,
so, but, and all of their stuff is just like outrageous. But like, yeah, for specifically that one, it was like everyone's going up in arms about the, you know, putting the black girl in the mermaid. So then all of the, and then they were also showing, for instance, who was it? Like some, a white person being playing
Malcolm X?
No, MLK.
Martin Luther King. Oh, wow.
It was like Ryan Gosling, and it was like playing this. And it was like, they're funny, but like totally.
Robert Downey Jr.
It was wild. They're like, why is people, you know, anyways.
Well, because it's probably like black sanction. As long as it is that, you know, if it's white producers or whatever, then it won't fly.
Oh yeah, no, it's all black people for sure. Because it's like things white people wouldn't know.
Wait.
To be honest,
well, that's racist.
Well, that's a little racist. We're gonna delete it.
Well, you're white. You don't know this. Yeah.
I'm gonna save your job and delete that part. I'm gonna cut that part off and save you a job.
Exactly. I'm gonna try this.
All right. Okay, seriously, how many women have said to you, "Let's go inside. Let's go inside and make out, and not follow through with the make out session"?
I've never had a woman say to me, come on, let's make out.
Yeah, just...
That's I don't think that happens. I don't think women say that
dating
to men.
Dating and they want... That's what I guess...
She's talking more of the subtle... That men interpret that as, okay, well, everything's leading up to this.
I guess.
And it doesn't happen. And so... But then the argument then from the other side becomes like, well, why were you expecting it when I didn't even say it? You know.
What do you mean nobody ever did that? You came home from picking up the girls the other night.
What?
I came home from picking up the girls.
Yeah.
He's talking about dating.
He came, walked to the door. Oh. I know. Yeah, I'm dating. I'm teasing him. Oh, wow. Crying out loud. Okay, never mind. Move on.
No, you killed it.
Next.
All right.
Yeah, no, you killed it.
Weren't we recording a podcast?
We did. No, we were. We are.
All right. So there's another topic that I want to bring up, but I think this one's going to be like very long and it's going to get heated.
What's right, the topic? Well,
next week.
We might have to part two.
So this has to do with
just part two next week.
Independent woman. I know this is going to get some about to fire up because this is all about the, you know, independent women and what men are attracted to, right? And let me play the clip and see if you guys want to discuss this. Independent women, okay? So, and what is attractive to men? So let me play this.
All the single ladies.
Here we go.
I make very, very good money. And she says, the only thing I need now is a man. It's like, yo. It's like, who wants you? Who wants you? You're right. Like, once you have achieved these things, you have unfortunately disqualified yourself.
Ooh. Man claims that he feels incredibly insecure about himself whenever he gets around high earning women because it reminds him every day that he ain't shit. There, I fixed it.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Woo. So everybody, get on your sides. Pick your sides.
Holy shit!
And let the battle begin.
I'm scared.
Okay. So
I'm so sorry. What side am I supposed to be picking? Because there was total ignorance in what she just said in my mind.
Well, okay. Because I know Samantha agrees with her because I can see it in her face. But let's go.
That's smug distance in Samantha's face right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead and hit me. Go ahead and hit me. Do it. I dare you.
Say it. You weak man. You weak man. Okay, no. All right. So let me rephrase this whole thing. Okay. So the guy is our saying, and just to extend their conversation, obviously they're talking about what is attracted to women. And then I guess one of them encounters a girl who he says, hey, look, I got everything, got a great job. And all I'm looking for is a man. And so then they laugh about it because, you know, and this is true. Look, we've talked about it on the show. An independent woman, and I think I even sent you guys screenshots of my dating profile where I was like, What is the description that women give themselves? And I'm like, swipe left if you're
the baddie.
No,
boss lady.
If you're a bad bitch, right? Because I was like, I asked females, what does it mean to be a bad bitch, right? So, okay, Samantha, I know you know the nomenclature. What is a bad bitch? Right? Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say a bad bitch is just like someone who's like about her business, takes care of her shit, right, is fly, like nail done, hair's done, lashes. Like, you are a bad bitch. Like, you're taking care of your business. And if you don't do all those things, but like maybe like aesthetically, but you like handle your shit, you're a bad bitch.
A bad bitch. Okay. So some friends of mine explained it as, you know, so a girl who's got career, has got all this shit, has good shit together, and she's a bad bitch. And I'm like, well, that to a guy, it's not a selling point for me. And I based on how those guys were talking, I know it's not a selling point for a lot of men. And I think that's what they were laughing at, is that the idea of a girl who thinks that just because she's got a nice, whatever, career, successful career, that's going to be a selling point for most men. Most men are going to look at that and be like, well, why am I here? Because, again, to the point, men want to feel like they are providers. If they don't feel that, what is the benefit? You know what I mean? Like, why?
But that's what's sad about that conversation, is that they literally sit there and laugh and say, oh, you've disqualified yourself. Oh, you mean because you want to a woman who like needs you, where you feel like, hey, she's like, you know, scraping the barrel, and like, if I do whatever, I can do, treat her however I want. And because she doesn't have any of her stuff together, maybe she is kind of like out there and like trying to figure it out, whatever, but like needs you so much where like you can just like run all over town and do whatever you want, and she's just going to stay there. Like, you don't have to be better. You can be wherever you are at your level and think like, I'm good enough for like, and not try. Like, that's where I think that was like disgraceful, because it's one thing to say, hey, you know, and have your feelings about, you have all these things, but that doesn't apply to me, because I would like a woman to do, you know, X, Y, and Z. But you're literally saying, hey, you're doing all these things that maybe I haven't even done. Or like you said, we make the same amount of money, or like, you have to bring something else to the table. And like, a woman who is already there, now you're like, oh, what do I do? What can I bring?
Well, and
that was insecurities. That was like, it was.
And gross. Those men are laughing, saying, well, then you don't need me. You've disqualified yourself, to your point.
Right.
So you have nothing to offer other than a paycheck. Fuck you. I don't want you in my life.
Or
either.
That, like, or that, you know, yeah, that like, if you do some like fucked up shit, I'm going to keep it moving. I'm not going to try to like deal with your bullshit, because I don't have to. Everybody else, if like I said, if you don't have the things, and you know, you kind of rely, that's how that, and that's the part of the traditional stuff that like is my biggest bothersome, is that I don't mind traditional as long as it's not
honest
women
question.
Didn't have X, Y, and Z and had to like rely on men to like
let me
live.
Ask you, let me ask
that's
you this,
like
this, this question
it.
Okay, if you have a woman who's got her career together, and then she's also thinking about having family and all that, do you think that person can dedicate 100% to both of those, both of those things?
Career and what?
Career and family, and yeah, and a home. Do you think
But I think if we're talking about math, 100%. If we're going to actually go down to math, yeah, like logistic, like obviously you can't, like math wise, you cannot do that, but neither can you. Then that's what you're saying as a husband. That means you can't have your job and be a husband and be.
No, that's why there's roles. Right. It was okay. Look, there have been roles for such a long time. This new change that we're going through in the last 100 years, it's new. It's new compared to how it's been for thousands of years. Now, obviously, there's different scenarios and everything. But what I'm saying is that we're trying to change it now. And whereas I think, first of all, we haven't even gotten there from an evolutionary standpoint, because there's parts of our brains between men and women that function very differently, because they've evolved to do different things. And so for me, when you were trying to upend the whole thing and say, well, no, now everybody wants the same thing, and it's got to be balanced. And it's like, well, you're denying your own nature and your own instincts when you say, hey, men, just because men aren't attracted to that means these are weak men. I don't agree with that. I think that there's been a way, look, evolutionary biologically, women are the sex that has babies, right? Just on that, mm-hmm, on that alone, there is a difference. And so there's different expectations. Your hormones are different during that time. Everything is different than for a man. And so to then explain and say, well, then a man should have the same roles as a woman. It's like, no, he can't even relate to it. Right. Even when child.
I think every time we have these conversations, you guys talk about it from your own perspective and you're not talking about it in the general of what is really out there. So, for example, I love your idea, Saul. I'd be all over that as quick as I could be, like white on rice, man, because if Jeremy if we decided we're going to live underneath Jeremy's income only, and I'm going to be the housewife and I'm going to be the and we're going to play those traditional male female roles, by all means, let's go, let's jump in. I'm okay with that idea and that concept. Now, granted, I also married a man that I know I would be comfortable living within his income, right? I know other people that don't make his income, and personally, I would not be comfortable living within that income bracket because it is, you know, less than what he is, right? So there's that piece to what I'm saying, but that's not what it is today. You asked, well, can a woman give 100% to a career and to the household things? We're expected to today. I don't care who, remove yourself who looks at this and goes, no, I want these traditional roles. Let's look at the general population today. Men expect their wives to take care of a household and to go to work and make money and to balance both of them. And by God, dinner being on the table, kids being taken care of. You know, I sent that funny text not too long ago about after the one conversation about the man goes to work. He works 8 to 5 or 9 to 5 or whatever. I think 8 to 5 is probably more tradition. What is the average is out there today. And then he comes home at 5 o'clock. This is the norm today. He comes home at 5 o'clock. He sits down, he plays video games and he waits. And she walks in, the wife walks in the house, and she's just got done doing the same damn thing, working the same 9 hours, 10-hour day. She's then gone to the daycare, picked up the kids. She's come home. She's getting the kids ready for bed, making dinner. The first thing the man's out of the mouth, he's been sitting and watching and playing freaking video games. And he looks over and goes, what's for dinner? Bitch, she's been at work too. But that's never taken into consideration in any of it. He sits and plays his video games. This is story after story. This is what I hear. And he's waiting for dinner. She makes dinner. She's taking care of babies. She's doing whatever. And then it's bedtime. Everybody goes to bed. And the baby starts crying. And guess what? The man's sleeping. And if he's not sleeping, he's pissing and moaning because the baby's awake and you're not shutting that baby up. So get your butt in there and take care of that baby. You get up, you go take care of the baby. Your day starts all over again 2 hours before the man does, because it takes you 2 hours longer to get yourself ready, to get the kids ready, to make sure breakfast is taken care of. I know some women that have to do lunches for their spouse. Like, and in the meantime, all he has to do is go and make that income. That's more normal than anything else that you see today. Anything else than that traditional role. Because again, the woman's got to do all of those things. And what is he doing? He's freaking playing video games. And then the house falls apart. There's, you know, dishes stacking up. There's dust on the cabinets. There's a floor that has to be cleaned. I read a National Geographic article. I can go get in the other room. I was floored at reading the article. And I'm thinking, but that's what the norm is. That is the norm.
Right. Look,
in households, I think not the traditional stuff.
I think you answered the question here in just your first sentence, which is that women decided that they were going to get into the workforce because they want to have a standard of living. And so to me, it's like, okay, well, there it is. I mean, you're expecting a certain standard of living.
Women were pushed into the workforce. The men weren't here.
Well, okay, sure. But now men are back. But we've kept it this way. Look, we can make the whole argument of how corporations or whatever pushed for this. And because of more women now being buying, having purchasing power, supply and demand basically says that the price of everything is going to go up because there's more people who are wanting to buy it. And women dominate that arena. Women decide what is purchased. So, but what I wanted to get at is there is a traditional way that this was done. Women are now liberated and now want to take this on. But at the same time, I look at this as like they want to have their cake and eat it too. To me, it's like a man who
who's not cake and eating it too. Well, even that statement, sorry, is like
men want it. Men want cake and eat it too.
I think a lot of it, a lot of this also, I think, okay. comes from, you know, women. Okay, yeah, they've put themselves in. Okay, I'm going to marry a man. I'm going to have kids, and I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom. A lot of the men have walked out on these women, and you're in a place where it's like, fuck, I gave up a career. I don't have a job. Now they left me. Now I have to go fight in courts. Now I have to go and figure out how am I going to start at 30, 40 years, get back in the workforce when this guy can easily just walk away and say, that's how we were made. We are made to make more babies. And we just, that's just how we are, right? We can't just settle with one. So I think there has been a lot of that, where a lot of men have walked away from their homes, that women now are like, what the fuck? I need to have something to fall back on, because if this guy decides to walk out on me, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? I have children to support.
Or the man mm-hmm. comes in the house one day and says, I know I wanted you to stay home with the babies and be a housewife, but I don't like this financial responsibility. Mm-hmm. Here are your divorce papers.
Right.
And you're like, what the fuck?
And I think that's another...
To your point, yeah, I just walked away from all of this shit.
Numbers don't agree with that, though. A vast majority of divorces are filed by women. 80% of the divorces are filed by women. So women are deciding to separate. But I'm just stating
because
facts
they're sitting
here
on the couch playing now fucking video games.
Yeah, because now nothing. They are, because now they make the money to do that.
Okay, but before, I'm just answering the point that she said that women are getting abandoned. It's like, that's not what's happening. Women are divorcing.
Yeah,
so
because
it's not
men
that you're
are
being
now
abandoned.
Lazy.
In general,
why we're here,
you're
though.
Leaving.
That's why we've
why
the evolution has come. Why we're now working. Why we're now saying, hey, mm-hmm. you're right. We have all these responsibilities, and we're taking on still the house and going, because we want that security net for ourselves. And mm-hmm. in the point of like, as we are, this is brand new. Women are now, you know, been working, and now there's all this. But it's like, where in the sense have, as you say, men, where are they evolving with that? Instead of just barking and saying, I just want a traditional woman and this, but that's not where we're at. So how do we like coexist in a way that can be fruitful for you, but also the woman? Mm-hmm. Why does it have to be? Well, before it was like this, and you know, families were together more, and like there's a war on this and a war on that, but it's like, okay, we've moved over here. So how do we restore some of that, but also keep parts of it that actually are fulfilling and actually are, you know what I mean? Would it be part-time working? What would it be for you to be okay with a person doing that?
I think a lot of men, single men, I have to say, they're like, oh yeah, I want a traditional woman. I want this, a stay-at-home mom. They're here just to bring my kids to the world, but they don't know the financial burden after you get married and you start having kids. It's not just you yourself anymore. Now it's you and your spouse, you and your kids, you're in a home. So I think a lot of the single guys were like, no, I'm just looking for a traditional wife who stays home and takes care of my kids. Okay, that's fine. You might find someone like that, but the amount of money that you're making might not be enough to hold a whole family. And I think when they get to that point, it's like, okay, maybe I should just walk away from this, because this is too much. Now I can't buy whatever the hell I want. Now I can't, you know, do whatever I want. And then what happens to the woman, right? They're like, oh, well, I give up my career for you. Like,
and
what the fuck?
I have a feeling today that's a lot less of what the problem is. I think to Saul's point, women are filing for those divorces because they're looking at it and going, wait a minute. I'm literally doing everything anyways by myself. So, and you as the man, okay, yeah, you're going out and you're making an income and you're coming home and bringing home that income, but so am I, to the equivalent of it, in a lot of cases, to the equivalent of it. So what else are you bringing to the table anymore? And men aren't bringing anything else to the table anymore. So women are going, well, I mean, I know I can walk in the bar and get laid. So what does it matter for me? What do you, now, what are you bringing to the table for me? And right. I think that that is to kind of what Saul's saying, women are walking away in marriages. What Sammy Joe is saying, like, yeah, well, why? We're making the same amount of money. But where is the weight being pulled at? It's in the majority of households. Right. It's the women. I hear it time and time again.
A lot of what has fed this is because a lot of times women think that they're making this decisions for the kids, but in the long run, and I think we have 50 years of data to prove this, that single mother households are not working. They're bad for society as it relates to crime, as it relates to a lot of things. Kids who grew up in single, we grew up in a society that where the government would step in and say, well, no, we have to, because this is what we have to do. And because, you know, there's a lot of loser guys out there. And yeah, look, it was bad for both sexes, because now this guy gets bailed out. He gets to be a fucking, you know, deadbeat. And because society stepped in as a whole and said, no, we have to come in here and do something. And it's only propagated a lot of these bad decisions that are, you know, continue to happen. But, you know, to the point that I was trying to make earlier, whereas again, going back to this guy or these guys laughing, based on conversations and a lot of forums that I see out there, this is very common among men, and it's not necessarily that this is the wrong way. No, this is men in general. It's not single men. Most men are not attracted to a girl who's a bad bitch, somebody who's misindependent, not attracted to a man. It just isn't. Guys will laugh at that. Even women will post shit online. And that's why on my social media, I was like, you know, if you're a bad bitch or whatever, this is not, it's not attracted. It's not attracted to most men. Right. It's especially a man who wants to be able to.
I'm assuming a bad bitch is not a housekeeper, is not a cook, is not a, like, I'm assuming that that's the difference in this, because
the thing about it is to me, I mean, like, I know I gave you my definition before, but at the same time, if you go online and see some of these people, whatever, yeah, who are not. You know, don't work, that don't work, or that are housewives, but that still have their bad bitch status again of like, yeah, my hair done, my nails, like I look the part of like having it together, because guess what? They have a funding account, which is like their man who can do that. You're not a bad bitch if you're like, I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't want to be like whatever, but thing.
No.
Let me ask you something.
I guess I don't understand
something
this
that's
bad bitch
unnatural to men. Okay. Just one example. And you tell me if I'm making this up. But a man who spends more time in the mirror worried about his looks compared to his wife, what's your opinion of that guy? Right. I think in general society, we'd be like, what the hell? Why is a guy spending so much time on, you know, on exactly. He's like, he's out of his element. He's out of his element. This is not natural. This is not normal. Mm-hmm. This is how guys react to a girl who's completely worried about being a boss babe, being independent, being, those are things that are not attracted to a man. Why would I want that as a guy?
This is the thing though. So
it has nothing to do with insecurity.
Right, but you say that, then when we look to that, to go back to like, Jules, when you sent me that video, mm-hmm. when you even said this, like, when you say, hey, I want this, but the girls that you actually are dating are not what you're saying you want.
They're bad bitches.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Wait, are you talking to me personally?
I'm talking to like the group, the men, they're saying, okay. Oh, I want this, I want that. They're like, oh, when a girl says, I'm thrown off. I am like, also like, you cringe when someone has this like energy that's so much like, oh yeah, like I do this, I do that, like you know, when they're saying those things, that's different than like someone who actually like, hey, comes in, they got their stuff together, they're doing their things, like you can still be about your business and, you know, take care of your stuff without being cringy. And I think there's a difference there, because if I see that, I'm even like, well, why are you trying so hard? Or why are you trying?
Yeah, that's
to be like,
what my
I've
got to
be
too.
So like, mm-hmm. I'm this and I'm that. Like that makes, and that's from that video. Or that's what I feel like more it sounded like, because all the women that I know that I'm around are bad bitches. And I told you that. I said, all your friends are bad bitches, Sol. So like the fact that you're saying like, I don't want that. I'm like, that's all you hang out with. And it's not because they're doing something like you're a bad bitch. You know what I mean? Right. But you're not out there. Like,
I don't understand what I feel offended by being called a bad bitch at this point. I'm totally offended. And I'm seriously, please, God, please don't ever call me a bad bitch. Because all I hear is it's somebody like,
no,
that,
I'm a good bitch.
Is,
yeah.
I'm Glenda.
Yeah. No, I'm hearing bad bitch all about like this outside appearance of togetherness on the outside. Yeah. And that makes you a bad bitch. But I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. So what you're describing to me in a bad bitch is they can't cook. They can't keep a house. They can't take care of kids. They're not working. They're just looking really, really pretty so they can grab a guy with the name of, but I'm independent because I got my shit together on the outside. That's kind of what I'm hearing. Now, if you're saying a bad bitch is somebody that's maintaining a house, maintaining children, cooking, independent, has money, and still outward, yes. But they're flaunting it. And I have an issue with
it. Not a gold digger, but like a bad bitch is not necessarily flaunting it, but she does find pride in it. And that's what I said before. It doesn't have to just be that, but in general, if you're taking care of your shit, you're a bad bitch. Doesn't matter if you're wearing makeup or not. You're taking care of your shit.
Are you telling me that men just want a woman to shut up and be pretty?
No, of course not. Look,
so that's my question. My question could be the same for guys, right? So, you know, how Sol said that, you know, can a woman give 100% to their career and 100% to their home? Can we ask a man the same question? Can they give 100% of making sure that he's bringing whatever he needs to bring to the table for his family and also being a husband and a father? You know, because we're expected from women to, you know, okay, fine. You want to have a career. Okay. Are you giving 100% to your home? Are men doing that as well?
I guess it depends on what they think the definition is. If you're asking the men that question.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, just like how they're asking us, right? Like can men give 100% to their household, meaning being a husband, being a father, you know, because they have to play their roles too, right? They have to go to work, you know, and bring the cheddar and make sure we have a roof, I guess, women. But you also have kids, right? Are you helping your wife? Are you helping, you know, to raise your kids? Or are you expecting your wife to do all that and just for you to go and just for a man to go work and that's it? That's all they have to do. And that makes them a man. See what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
No. Yes. Maybe.
Okay. Yeah, are you asking me? Are you asking me or who are you asking?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll ask you, I guess, because you were like, you know, women, they, you know, fine, you want to have your career or whatever, but can they give 100%?
So this is where I think this is where this is deteriorates really quickly. And the answer to that is, can a man give 100% to his career and then on top of that, give 100% to kids and raising kids? No. That's why there's been gender roles for such a long time. Usually women were the ones upbringing the children. That's what it was. And then when the child was at a certain age, then the father then takes him under his wing. Yes. Was he there for discipline and whatever? Sure. But as far as, you know, bringing up the kids, feeding them, all that stuff for a long time, again, thousands of years, folks, this is how it was done. But we're the enlightened generation. And yet quickly this shit is falling apart. So something's
and men
not
aren't
working.
Doing their part of it. You guys are not doing your part of it. That's what's
happening.
Their part, right.
But
it's
men
changing
have been
and
doing
you guys aren't
their
doing
part
it.
For thousands of years. So
that
something
part
changed.
It. Just that part.
I think
right.
men
so
have now
changed.
Out there and now we're both not doing it.
Right. I think what changed was Jules. Men stopped being men, period.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Men stopped being husbands, period.
I agree.
Men
yes.
stopped being parents, period. So don't blame women.
I'm not.
We gotta,
I'm blaming,
we gotta,
this
we
is,
gotta
yeah.
blame a little bit of the men because they're like, something happened, something changed. Well, men have stopped
okay,
being
first
men.
Of all, there's never been any women as in general. I've never said that. So I don't know where
I'm
this
no,
is.
No, I'm not saying you. No, I'm not
what
saying
what I'm saying
you.
Is no. what men are attracted to, because that's what the video that I presented was, mm-hmm. is men will laugh at a woman who thinks that should be attractive. And the guys laughed. And then the girl responded with, well, those are weak men. Well, no, this is what men are. Why would a man be attracted to a woman who wants to be able to do it all herself? Then what's the need for a man? What purpose do I play in this
role? Okay, first of all, women who want to do it all themselves are lying to themselves.
Exactly.
It's not a want.
I agree.
No, this is, it's not a want. There's all these things. It's like, hey, like, well, you know, as a wife, it's like, why are you doing all that stuff? And, all the responses back, if I don't do it, who does it?
Right.
So it has to be done. It's not a want.
It's not a want.
I will do it. I have to do it. Like you said, there's these gender roles that are embedded in you. You have the children. You're going to make sure that they have the things that they need. The point is, now that I'm out at the workforce, now that extra is happening, now you said, hey, women, you should always do this. And now, you know, and men didn't really have to do that. But now women are out here. So now we both have to do it. Now we both need to. And I don't feel like, as, you know, male species is always now putting that extra into it.
I know a 33-year-old young lady who's still single, and she's had a couple serious relationships, but she's still single. And she made a comment to me one day. Well, you know, I own my home. I own my vehicle. I pay my own bills. I do this. I do that. I take care of stuff myself because I have to. And she's like, I don't need a man because I'm an independent woman. Right. And I'm like, you're full of shit. And she goes, what do you mean? I said, because you still need a man. There are still things that you can't do that you take your vehicle to. So, or you take your, you know, you have somebody coming in doing the yard work, and it's a group of men. She takes her vehicle to go get it done. It's a group of men. She has sexual needs. Perfect. Guess what? It's a man. So there are things that she needs. But here's the thing that she,
Jules.
Hold on. Oh my God. Okay, nobody's asking you right now.
Go look at her drawer. There's half a man. I'm like,
You'll be quiet.
She says,
prosthetic,
and she's like, no, yeah, you're right. You're right here. You're right there, whatever. And I said, okay, so don't say you don't need a man, because there are things you need a man for. Yeah, she does without stuff, or she hires it. Right. So, and I said, why do you think you don't need a man? Well, I don't need a man so that when I walk in after working all day long, I walk in the door and the same argument I just said, he's sitting on his ass in front of the TV and there's dishes piled up in the sink. Look, I have an incredible husband who does a shit ton, but let me tell you how pissed I get after I'm busting my ass and I walk in the door at 9:30 at fucking night and the dishes are in the sink. And guess what? I haven't been home since 7:30 in the morning. Why am I walking in the house 15 hours later and I got to do the dishes? It makes me livid. Now, to his point, I never said, we got to find an answer to this. This can't keep happening. But I had to say it. I had to ask. That was the mentality. And he's amazing about a lot of things. Well, that's an example. It was a long time ago, but still.
Here's the difference between, because I think in general, like for example, me, right? I consider myself fairly a neat person. However, I know that I can last longer with a dirty dish in the sink than a girl can. Okay, so it's not necessarily that, and that's just male nature. Men
he's currently running on 3.2 years.
Yeah. Exactly, you know, like the same goddamn.
Show up,
no, but what I'm saying is like men are usually more tolerant of certain stuff than women. So what happens is that he's not doing it on your time, but that it would get done, it would get done. I think there's a difference between men and women that is that the expectation. And I think if women understood that.
It doesn't get done unless I do it.
I thought we even had
days and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell one story. This is a true story. And I will say, and this is the thing about generations, because you guys know how I am. Let's be real. And so,
do we know how you are?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Nick Slapperson over
here. Right?
We thought we knew Heidi, but guess not.
Nobody knows
Heidi.
That's
how you are.
And literally, my mom, I'll say some things. I'll be like, oh, you know, in my marriage, or like, oh my gosh, like I'm doing all these things. And like, I want to get kind of like a pity party for myself because I'm just like, I'm doing all this stuff. And to the point of like, seriously, of like mindset where I have to be like, am I going to be happy? Am I going to choose to be like a happy wife or a happy person and find peace? Or am I going to bitch about all these things? And my mom, and she's like, and this is the generational thing. She's like, Samantha, she's like, you know, Mark does a lot of things that she's like always blown away by. She's like, he's so active in this and this and this. And it's interesting to me because I'm just like, huh? Because I think that's like sometimes bare minimum, you know? And she's like, this is extraordinary. And she's like, I don't know any men who do these things. And I'm like, huh. So then I try to start saying, okay, like maybe I'm, and again, I didn't grow up with a dad, so it was just my mom. So again, I don't necessarily know what that would be like or what those roles are into that sense, which is very interesting, which is again, why I'm in certain situations and why I wanted to create something for my kids. I wanted them to have something different than I had. So I'm like, let's do this. Got to be married, you know, all that stuff. Second time, right? And then third.
Right.
Oops. But the other part, of it is like, I realized that.
No, me. Me, the third. Oh, no.
That literally there's things that he does. And now I've started to be like, you know what? Whatever he does is a bonus. I am just happy that like taking care of the kids, they got some dinner. It doesn't matter what it is. I've gone to therapy to be like, you know, he doesn't do this and this. And the therapist is like, listen, they do it different. You cannot judge how you would do it versus them. And that's something I think, I don't know if that's just all women or me specifically or independent have to learn, that someone else doing it differently doesn't negate, like, you have to like have that help. You know,
that's women. It's women.
It is. Cause I'm just like, I wanted you to wash the bottles, but if you don't wash the bottles right, then you shouldn't have done it in the first place. And I'm still mad. So I was like, wait a second.
I don't even think it's men and women on that. I think it's just
relationships.
Period. You know, like, no, it's just like people, period. Because like, you know, me, there's two girls, right? We're pretty similar, but we both do things differently at a different time at, you know, I could be the one that lasts longer with dishes in the sink. Mm-hmm. You know, my partner doesn't. Mm-hmm. It needs to be done, you know, like.
Yeah, don't right leave your keys on the counter. You're gone. They're lost forever.
They're in the garbage.
I swear to God, my sister's like, freaking grabs. I'm like, where did my keys go? I just got here. I'm
like, swear to God. Yeah, I don't even know how my head is still on me because it's like, And to your point, Sammy, it's we. As people, and at this point, it's not even men and women, it's just people. We have to learn that just because you think it's a certain way or we're expecting or we do a certain way, that doesn't mean the other person's going to do it
exactly how you want. I'm going to mention something here that I think that goes unseen and it is important. And because of the idea of I don't need a man, especially coming from somebody who has got kids. Maybe you don't, but your kids definitely do. And the numbers prove it.
Yeah.
However,
yeah.
I'm not even going to go there. On the issue,
I'm a lesbian and I agree. If you're going to have kids, there should be a male.
On the issue of something that goes unseen is this. Men provide protection. Okay. And again, it goes unseen until it's needed. Okay. Because I guarantee you that woman who said, I don't need no man, the second that there's a banging on the door that she doesn't know where it's coming from, and there's a man in that house, you know what I mean? That at least she can, be a little relieved.
Or if there's a spider walking around on the floor.
You know what I mean? Like there's hitting.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right.
And susceptible to more of that kind of stuff. If it's like, oh, a man's there, a man's at home, I'm not going to try to go bum rush this lady and her kids. Because there's a man.
Right.
He's sleeping. I'm kidding.
So there's a pastor. I don't know if I've ever, there's a pastor and he does these like couple retreat counseling things, but he does it with humor. And it's called Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage. Have you guys ever heard of this before?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. It's like, honest to God, it's something we should all watch. Even like, heterosexual, homosexual, I don't care. Just from the perspective of like men versus women and in couples, like he's fabulous. I have the DVDs. It would be a blast. His name is Mark Gunger, G-U-N-G-O-R. And I have to say, there's a little bit of an old school piece to him and a very traditional piece to him. But I think he says it best when he talks about husbands and wives and men and women. I think a lot of what he says can in general just be partners, whoever. And especially considering what Jules just said, but it's husbands and wives. And he talks about how a husband, just men in general, they live, their brains are in boxes and they do this one thing and then they move out of this one thing and they move into this one thing and it's a box and it's very compartmentalized where women, and he has the brains on stage. It's fabulous. And he goes over to the women. He's like, and women are like, this and this and that. And then he says, you know, like women will walk up and go, what are you thinking? And the man looks and goes, nothing. And she's like, you know, you're lying. What are you thinking about? And I mean, right. And so, and then, well, what do you mean you're in your nothing space? And how can you be in your nothing space? Well, we need to put flowers in your nothing space and we need to put a chair and a lamp and a book and you can't be in your nothing space. What are you talking about? It's like, it's hours of entertainment and it's humor with reality, with all of that together. But I think there's something to be said about that. And I have had to absolutely in my marriage with Jeremy go, I recognize, oh yeah, this is more than just sitting on the couch and watching TV, or this is, you know, and he goes, I can't read your mind. I mean, you can't read my mind. There's dishes in the sink. Fucking do the dishes. Why do I have to say that? Like, I mean, using that example. But he's right, honey. So I had to bring it up to go, okay, this is not the way I want to do this. So how can we do this better? Like, tell me how can we fix this? Right. And then recognize that, oh, that's really cool. And it helps that I listen to a lot of other women talk about how their husbands do nothing. And I'm like, oh, mine does a lot. So we won't go there.
I agree though, that like going
in perspective,
like, you know, hearing or being like, oh, if someone else, not that you need to like compare, but then also I think everything that involves like whoever you're with is like that self-evaluation. And I think being in a partnership with even kids, like relationships, I guess, is a relationship based. You learn so much about yourself, and there's different aspects, whether it's kids or with it's, you know, a significant other, because, and I don't know. And there's, everybody needs to do individual work, regardless if you're like, hey, mate, you know, everything's great, or like, hey, it's really bad, you know, really do it. But like in general, because even, you know, still, I was like, I will have like triggers about things. For instance, like he will like, you know, doing stuff with the kids. And then we're like, oh, he's like, you know, oh, I'm Mr. Mom. And I think to myself, I'm like, yeah, you know, like, okay, like, haha, you know, you do so much. And then I'm in my mind, I'm also like, okay, you're like a glorified babysitter. I was like, yeah, you do like this and you do that. And then it's like, what about like the laundry? What about the floors? What about I start going on all this tangent. Hold about on. Like, you think like this is this is where it gets me, because I'm like,
don't hit
you,
me. Oh,
she's getting
loud. This was literally a touch this time. I was like,
those are hits. That's what I call.
I don't know. That's what it is.
Are you okay, Jeremy?
But in my mind, I rattle through, and I'm almost mad that you're comparing. What you, this is where it gets me. I'm mad because you're comparing. You're thinking to yourself, "Oh, I'm Mr. Mom," and I'm like, "Okay." You're great.
She's
you're,
got a vein popping out of the side of her neck, folks.
You're doing a lot of stuff. And I'm thankful, and I would not have it any other way.
Yeah.
However, I'm also like, do not compare what you think is happening to what I actually do. And that's where I'm like triggered, which I know that's about me. And I need to figure out. But like at the same time, I'm like, okay, laundry, food, all this stuff is like, doesn't just happen. Who just cleaned the bathrooms? Who just did all this stuff? And like, you think, oh, I'm doing so much. And I'm like, oh God.
You know,
yeah, that was my rant.
Let me put it this way.
I need to send you my Brenda.
because again, we've been saying this for, cause there's different expectations, right? There's what you tolerate, you know, some people can tolerate cleaning once every couple of weeks, and somebody else needs it cleaned every day. Right. And here is a phrase that I heard. I think Dennis Prager says this all the time. Perfection is the enemy of goodness. Because if something's not perfect, then you ignore the good, and that's
Virgo.
Something that everybody should work on, right? Because if it's not perfect in the way that you would do it, you know, don't overlook the good that has been done by the other partner. However, we gotta close it out, ladies and gentlemen, because we've already been going for a while.
We just had some healing with Heidi from Saul. Amen. Right? That was
I was gonna say that's women's problem. That's what they do. Yeah. They overthink shit, and then they want to.
Not
men,
all women, but
men,
for sure, there's
most of a lot of them.
Yeah,
and then they end up single, and then it's like, what the fuck.
Well,
I've got a good man. I'm thankful.
I know. Like, I'm like,
I don't want to.
I'm thankful also.
Lord,
all right, let me end the show, guys.
Pull the plug.
Thank
Saul.
You
just pull
for
the
joining
plug.
Us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us on some of the social media platforms. Give us a follow. Hit the like button and share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
I love you.
Bye.
We love all the husbands.
We love, well, ours, not all of them, just ours.
I don't have one, but I still love them. Jeremy, Saul,
watch your,
one day.
Watch your kids.
See ya.
Watch your kids.
See ya. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Salty Show.com.